The 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up is the World Cafe.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. One of the most incisive and interesting voices in indie rock over the last decade is the Australian singer-songwriter Courtney Barnett. Her last album was instrumental, but she recently debuted a new single that you'll hear in a mini concert today. Recent single, Stay in Your Lane, that you'll hear a live performance of from Courtney Barnett coming up today. And you'll hear some of her classics, including Avant Gardener. Plus, later in the hour, new music from Ron Gallo.
I know it's checkmate when the king gets cornered, but the queen is still the strongest piece.
Don't miss our mini concert with Courtney Barnett. It's coming up in just a few minutes on World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Crowan County Attorney's Office has charged a Cross Lake couple with 10 tax-related felonies each. The Minnesota Department of Revenue announced the charges in a news release on Tuesday. Brian and Paulina Schindel each face 4 felony counts of filing false or fraudulent income tax returns and 6 felony counts of failing to file sales tax returns. The complaints state that despite receiving more than 65 letters regarding their tax status, the Schindels misrepresented their taxable income on their income tax returns. They underreported or didn't report income from multiple businesses and short-term rental properties for tax years 2019 through 2022. The complaints further state that the Schindels also failed to file sales tax returns for their furniture building business, Timber Creek Productions, and their interior design business, Donick Design Group, LLC. They allegedly failed to file sales tax returns for the rental payments for their 2 short-term rental properties located in Crow Wing County. According to the complaints, the Schindels owe over $98,000 in sales and income tax penalties and interest. Reed Olson of Bemidji has announced he will run for office again in 2026. The executive director of the Nameless Coalition for the Homeless and former Beltrami County Commissioner announced on social media that he will seek to represent District 2A.
A lot of us are feeling the squeeze. Almost every family in north central Minnesota is feeling pressure, either from the rising cost of housing, the insane increase in insurance premiums that so many of us are facing, or just a struggle for you or your family to access mental health care or child care.
The race could be a rematch between Olson, a DFLer, and Representative Badal Duran, a Republican, if Duran announces a bid for re-election. The two faced off for the open seat in 2024 after the retirement of former Republican Representative Matt Grossel. While Duran was victorious, the race represented one of the smallest margins of victory for a Republican in a state House race in northern Minnesota. Duran garnered 51.7% of the vote, while Olson came up just short of 48%. Olson says he believes affordability is more than just a buzzword.
It's time to put affordability and access to quality care at the center of the work that we do.
The 2026 election will see all Minnesota House seats on the ballot. A popular attraction at a North Shore State Park reopened on Monday. The High Falls Pedestrian Bridge spans the Baptism River at Teteguch State Park. The previous bridge was built in 1988 and closed in 2022 after severe flood damage. Another round of severe flooding last year fully detached the bridge on one side. While the bridge was closed, Superior Hiking Trail through hikers had to take a detour. The new High Falls Bridge is 5 feet taller to make it more resilient to high flooding. The bridge replacement was part of a $1 million construction project. Several areas that were also closed during construction have also reopened, including the High Falls Trailhead parking lot, the group camp, the nature play area, and multiple hiking trails on the west side of the river. A new initiative from the State Board of Water and Soil Resources aims to protect lakes from winter recreation pollution. The Aiken, Beltrami, Cass, Crow Wing, and Lake of the Woods Soil and Water Conservation Districts were awarded Keep It Clean grants from the state. The program's goal is to protect lakes by preventing and cleaning up garbage and waste left on the ice in the winter. The grants ranged from $25,000 to $40,000, and the money will go toward activities like ice cleanup events, plus education and outreach. The Beltrami County Historical Society is looking for community members to help shape its new exhibit. The organization received a private grant to redesign its permanent galleries at the Historic Depot in Bemidji. The new exhibit will focus on interactive, family-friendly spaces that honor the diverse stories that shape the region. 10 to 12 community members will serve on an advisory committee to provide input on themes, community relevance, accessibility, and more. The Historical Society is looking for people from a variety of backgrounds, including Dakota and Ojibwe cultural knowledge keepers, local historians, business and civic leaders, subject matter experts, educators, and advocates. Applications are open through Sunday. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXC News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
Welcome one, welcome all. I'm Kaleo. It's World Cafe, and today we've got a mini concert with Courtney Barnett. 2015 was the year she broke out. Sometimes I sit and think, and sometimes I just sit. It was released to critical acclaim. Courtney's been on the show a bunch, most recently in 2023 to talk about her instrumental album, End of the Day, music from the film Anonymous Club. There is new music from Courtney Barnett on the horizon, and to tide us over, we have a mini concert performed at the Exponential Music Festival in Camden, New Jersey earlier this fall. And we start with the song that sort of made her a household name in indie rock. Here's Avant Gardner. It's Courtney Barnett kicking off our mini concert on World Cafe.
having us. We'll see you next time.
Courtney Barnett, live in concert. Nobody really cares if you don't go to the party. Courtney Barnett's latest album is the 2023 record, End of the Day, music from the film Anonymous Club. It's an instrumental record, but looking forward to new music from Courtney in 2026. Thanks so much to Courtney Barnett, and we're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Good morning. Hope you're staying safe on those slippery roads out there. And thanks so much for listening to the World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. I'm Dan Gannon. The Salvation Army in Hibbing has a free Thanksgiving meal today, Wednesday, November 26th, from 4 to 6. The event will also feature games, crafts, and karaoke. Our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KAXE. If you're interested in connecting with KAXE listeners, call 218-326-1234 to learn about sponsorship opportunities. Big thanks to all our current business supporters. We'd like to thank the First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together, member FDIC. Volunteers in Pine River will be serving a free Thanksgiving meal today at the American Legion beginning at 4 p.m. Coming up at 1 o'clock here on the River, host will be Andrew DeZingo, bringing you great music until 4 p.m. And tonight it'll be Alyssa Ellen from 7 to 10. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back to World Cafe. Thanks again to Courtney Barnett. As of now, no new album has been announced, but when she released recent single Stay in Your Lane, they said it marks a new musical chapter for Barnett. And you know what that means? there is new music coming at some point, and we are looking forward to it. Now, Radiohead, who surprised the music world when they put out their album In Rainbows online, saying, hey, pay whatever you want. Just a giant virtual tip jar. And because Radiohead fans love that band, it worked out very well for them. Here's All I Need from Radiohead on World Cafe.
Same old song, we sing the same old the trunk and left the keys behind. The cops pretend to care. I'll never see my mom's guitar again. I don't know what's wrong with me. I killed the moose so naturally. The guests begin to make me feel alone. The party has been done for hours. I'm laying on the bathroom tile and spilling all my guts below the throne. Same old song. We sing the same old song. We sing the same old, same sad song.
Hey, this is Gillian Welch.
And David Rawlings, and you are listening to The World Cafe.
Something to do, the lifelines are being pulled down on the dew. Inside out of love, what a laugh, I was looking for you. Saxophones started blowing me down. I was buried in sound. Taxi cabs are driving me around to the handshake drugs I bought downtown. To the handshake drugs I bought downtown. Translating poorly, I felt like a clown. I looked like someone I used to know. I felt alright. And if I ever was myself, I wasn't at night.
At the top of the set, I played Radiohead, who offered In Rainbows for free or whatever you were willing to pay. Wilco, just a little bit ahead of the curve a few years earlier with A Ghost Is Born, streamed the entire album in advance. Handshake Drugs from the follow-up to Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Also heard Gillian Welch and David Rawlings with Empty Trainload of Sky. Back in a minute with new music from Ron Gallo on World Cafe.
You can catch the World Cafe every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good morning. I am Dan Gannon. The 16th annual Brainerd Turkey Run is Thanksgiving morning, beginning at 9 from the Brainerd Armory. Proceeds benefit Shriners Hospitals for Kids. Run or walk 1 mile or 5 kilometers. Find more info and register at BrainerdTurkeyRun.com. We received support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair, as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions, call Chris at 218-326-1234. Now let's get you back to the World Cafe.
We're back. It's World Cafe, and let's check in on our good friend Ron Gallo, who put out his new album Checkmate in October. He said the last song he wrote for the album was the title track, and half jokingly says, is my first true love song that also happens to be the best love song ever written. I'll leave that for you to decide. And as much as I love upbeat Ron Gallo, down tempo, pretty good too. Here's Checkmate on World Cafe.
I know it's checkmate when the king gets cornered, but the queen is still the strongest piece. I may be good, but I'm still a person, so there's only so good that I can be. I hate the taste of salt water, but it makes the other water taste sweet. Nothing ever loses its luster, we just get used to it eventually. Maybe it's all perfect and all of my doubts are because I do not know if I deserve it. We've changed house a thousand times. I think that the ghost just might be attached to me. Just another 100,000 miles. What is the length of love? There could never be enough time. Every day I wake to imaginary flames dissipated by the softness of your face. Sometimes I fantasize about simpler times, but I wouldn't go back to yesterday. Sometimes I wonder how people get so evil. Then I think about someone causing me pain. If this whole ship goes down, I know what I'll put my arms around. 1 minute there is eternity. Just another 100 million miles. What is the length of love? There could never be enough time. So just another 100 million miles. What is the length of love? There could never be enough. You are my life.
In the dark you might find a thing that we're all composed of. Our mere purpose, diluted, absolute anomalies, feeling worthless. Everyone is a miracle, even your nemesis. You either know it or forgot it. We're not supposed to live like this. In my head or on my phone, it's the end of the world as we know it. Perpetual beating down of our nature. Then I look out my window, I see sun, blue sky, a dog walking by. It taught me empathy. Then a song comes on that reminds me of being 13, swimming in the safety net of oblivion. As bad as things can seem to get, it can never really be all that bad because of you. We go together, so anywhere is fine. It's what I hang on to. There are no words, just all these failed attempts to explain it. The feeling. Checkmate.
Just another 100 billion miles. There can never be enough time. So just another 100 trillion miles. What is the length of love? There could never be enough time. So just another 100 gazillion miles. What is the length of love? There could never be enough. You are my life. So just another 100 infinities.
I try to call and I can say, hey, I've got an idea. Sometimes I just need to hear your voice. I try to come off as gentle as a lamb. And I am, I could clear the noise. 'Cause it's the middle of the night, everything is so still, the air electrified. With the light of the moon and promise and a tune, I've been waiting for all my life. Times like these seem so rare. There's so few ripples in the air. The night unveils her mystery. I feel awake within a dream where nothing's as it seems. In the dark it helps me see beyond meaning. Is often hard for me. The earth begins to tremble and shake. When it holds me, I belong. Tethered to a sense of place. 'Cause it's the middle of the night. You've been asleep for hours. Funny how I end up right back here. 'Cause the work is never done if it's fun. It helps me just to know you are near. Times like these seem so rare. There's so few ripples in the air. The night unveils her mystery. I feel awake within a dream where nothing's as it seems. In the dark it helps me see beyond meaning.
give myself. Your hair is on my pillow, your charms undressed, like treacherous waters or a treasure chest. And I didn't know what I was seeing, you and me.
Had a chance to see Madison Cunningham play that song live for a future World Cafe session. That's Break the Jaw, and just incredibly powerful. If you want a reminder of when that session is coming out, subscribe to our YouTube channel at World Cafe. You'll get a notification and you can watch a beautiful video performance with Madison Cunningham. That's Break the Jaw from her new album, Ace. And that's it for us. Thanks to our affiliates who give us these airwaves to hang out and play some songs and talk to you. We couldn't do it without them. And we make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by AEG Presents, presenting Brandi Carlile's The Human Tour 2026 with stops across North America. Tickets are available now at brandicarlile.com. And by Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Gannon. Thanks so much for being here with us. We received support from the Armory Arts and Events Center in downtown Park Rapids, presenting A Very Good Christmas Carol, a humorous take on Dickens with three ghosts, two actors, and one helpful audience. Free performances are Friday, November 28th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, November 29th at 2 p.m. Programming on KAXE is supported in part by the Minnesota Humanities Center, distributing more than $6 million in cultural heritage grants. Funding is available to individuals and organizations that will create, celebrate, and teach Minnesota's diverse arts, culture, and heritage, including indigenous organizations, historically underrepresented communities, and recent immigrants and veterans. Details at mnhum.org/grants.